Tam.
Sawa.
We are in Iten, 2,400 meters above sea level, also called the home of champions, after the many runners that come from this hilly, high-altitude place in Kenya's Great Rift Valley. This beautiful area breeds running. Early in the morning, there are athletes everywhere, warming up their muscles for another day of training. Agents are on the lookout for talent. International running camps attract professional and amateur runners from all over the world. And in the small town, shops and cafes are named Atleti Fruits and Chips and Runners Point. Just outside town is the training camp where it all started for many Kenyan top athletes, such as 800-meter Olympic champion David Rudisha and 5,000-meter world champion Vivian Cheruiyot, the St. Patrick's Athletics Youth Program.
Good. Downwards, me relaxed. Very relaxed. Kena chini, relaxed.
At the oldest training camp for young athletes in Kenya, two of tomorrow's possible champions, both 17 years old, warm up. I speak with them in between training sessions. Like all other young runners, they were selected for the camp during primary and high school running competitions in the region. They tell me that when training, they think about all those great Kenyan athletes who made it to the top.
If you are lucky, be watching like us running 3,000 meters and 5,000.
David Rudisha from this camp, who ran 800 meters.
Nancy Jepet from this camp, who is running 1,500 meters.
Purity Jepchichir, a slim, tall girl with sparkling bright eyes, realized she was good at running when she was 12. She wants to be like 1,500-meter runner Viola Kibiwot, who comes from her village.
Oh, my life was so bad because I had a big body which did not fit to train. I like training because you get some fitness of your body. You are capable to do anything. For you have decided to train, you just go and train well so that you achieve your goal, so that you get something which you help yourself and with and our own family. It is something that I have taken in my mind that I want to be an athlete.
Laban Kipkemboy, a muscly boy with a big smile, says his parents gave him his running talents. They were runners too.
By hard training, you will be to be disciplined in training and train hard. To avoid other things like relationship with girls and taking other drugs that may harm your body. If I become a successful athlete, I will be improve my brothers and sisters' education, to pay them for school fees and also to give my parents something to earn for farming. Maybe by 2019 I will be like to represent my country in the World Championship and also in the Olympic Games.
Like Purity and Laban, most young athletes in this area come from poor rural backgrounds, and many see running as a way to improve their lives and that of their families. Running has developed the area visibly. Runners often return here to build schools and houses for their families.
Good morning.
Irish priest Conal Dunnell is also known as the godfather of Kenyan running because of everything he has done to put athletics on the map in Kenya. He established this camp after leaving Ireland about 40 years ago. Despite the lack of an athletic background, he decided he would devote his time to train young Kenyan athletes. After each training session, the group gets some time to rest in their dormitories. They wash their clothes, take a bath, splash each other with water, and chat and giggle in the sun, just like any other teenager. Besides running sessions, the program includes yoga, Pilates, core strength, exercises, and the importance of rest and recovery. Brother Colm wants to teach them a bigger lesson.
They learn how to focus, how to concentrate, how to be a team member, how to fit in to society. I would like to think that the young people in the training camp are learning not just only how to become successful athletes, but we also talk to them and we try to get them to understand that all of you are not going to become world beaters, much as you might dream about it or much as you might see other elite athletes around the area becoming very successful. You must also have a level of being realistic about what you can become.
cheki tutaongea nitasema five people mwingine aseme five
unajua unasema ukisema kinyana anasema
3 times a day in between training sessions the group gathers in the church for breakfast lunch dinner the also necessary fuel and one of the mysteries of Kenya's running talent. Western athletes follow precise and complex diets set by their own dietitians. But the so-called Kenyan diet is quite adequate for a runner, says Brother Combe. And it's not a secret at all.
A normal rural family diet for Kenyans is ugali, sukuma, which is a type of spinach, meat occasionally, fruit, vegetables, milk. A Western athlete who might think that if I eat ugali, I'm going to run like the Kenyans.
In 1988, Brother Combe's first athlete became an Olympic champion. Many followed. It assured him that he must be doing something right as a coach. But despite his success coaching elite runners, he keeps doing what he loves most.
Some coaches, maybe when they have a level of success, they are tempted to move up along the line and concentrate more on the professional side of it, dealing exclusively with elite athletes. But I always kept my interest in identifying and developing young athletes. That's my greatest thrill, working with young people and seeing young people coming at the age of 13 or 14 and progressing up along through trial and error, through setbacks and disappointments, and seeing them becoming successful. Not just successful athletes, but successful people.
Of course, I'm a little curious whether there are future world beaters in this group. Maybe even Purity or Laban stand a chance. But coaches are always very careful about predicting the future, and these athletes are still very young.
And that is not even the priority for me in terms of the young people, RE10, that we produce more and more and more Olympic champions. But the idea that the young people who pass through my program will develop their talent and that that talent will help them to be successful in whatever career they take up and that it will have meaning for them and that they will look back on the days that they spent in my program and say, that's where I learned something, that's where I was molded to the shape of my life or played a part in my life to make me what and who I am today.
While the sun is setting behind the dense rolling green hills, Purity, Laban and the other young runners are finishing off their last kilometers of the day, following the red dirt roads, winding their way between maize fields and banana plantations. The exact same roads that top athletes Chariot and Rudisha used to prepare for their athletic world domination. Despite Brother Colum's reluctance to predict future greatness, each and every one of these runners appear to have the dedication to succeed. Their dreams appear to hover in the air as they head towards home under the setting sun. Eva de Vries, 40W, in E10, Kenya.